The following is brought to you by the Apprentice Institute for Christian Spiritual Formation. For more information, visit apprenticeinstitute.org.
I say often I'm the Forrest Gump of the Christian world. I just nobody that just bumps into really cool, famous, important people. And several times over the last 20 years, 25 years, I've been bumping into this guy named John Ortberg. The first time I met him, it was in 1988. It was actually the Renovari's first international conference in Pasadena. John was one of the speakers, and I was also on the platform. And that, I gave a talk, and then the next day, John gave his talk on community. The day after that, a woman came up to me, and I hadn't seen her in years. I knew her from a church back east. And I said, "Oh, it's great to see you." She said, "That talk by John Ortberg was the finest talk I've ever heard on community." I said, "Yeah, it was incredible." She said, "I went to get a tape of his talk." That's how long ago it was. We got tapes of talks. "I went to get a cassette tape of his talk, and they were sold out. In fact, they've sold out twice. But the good news, Jim, is I was able to get a tape of your talk. They have a bunch of them." She meant well, I think. It just didn't come across that way to me. So thus began my jealousy of the greatness of John. And it just continued on. His books continue to astound and amaze me. He can't write a bad one. Everything he does is just is fascinating and incredible. In 2008, I was in Houston, and John gave a talk. And I haven't said this to you. I don't use a lot of superlatives. I try not to anyway. But it was the best talk I've ever heard. I was riveted for the entire talk. And I just thought, he's in the stratosphere. This guy is something else. His latest book, Who Is This Man? The Unpredictable Impact of the Inescapable Jesus, is a gem. I do hope you'll consider getting it. He'll sign it if you make him. And you definitely want to get a hold of this. Eighth Day will still be open after this session. But any book you get with his name on it is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome our speaker for the next session, John Ortberg.
Well, that's way too kind. And sets the bar way too high, because like whatever I say now is just going to be a huge disappointment. And I know what I'm going to say, so I can tell you that. But man, I can't tell you how wonderful it is to be with you, and it's been worth it just to worship and hear the worship in this room. And we might try one more later on tonight. We have to leave, unfortunately. We have a 6 o'clock flight tomorrow morning because we have to get back for church tomorrow night. So I'd love to be able to be here tomorrow, but it's been a huge gift to be with you. This is from the Gospel of John. "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his beauty, the beauty of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. From the fullness of his grace, we have all received one blessing after another. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made him known." And I just want to trace the grace of Jesus, which I've been thinking about a lot lately, through our world's history. I live in a city about 30 minutes south of a city called San Francisco. Why is there a San Francisco? Because once there was a man named Francis, whose life was so deeply touched by a man named Jesus that people named cities after him. I live about 30 minutes north of a city called San Jose. Why is there a San Jose? Because once there was a man named Joseph, whose life was touched by a man named Jesus. Capital of our state is Sacramento. Why is there a Sacramento? Because once a man named Jesus had a meal to express this staggering idea that God loves so much that he suffers. And this meal became a holy thing. A sacrament. Now tonight, I'm in Wichita. Why is there a Wichita? No one knows. Even Jesus does not know why there is a Wichita, but here we are. You can't look at a map without being reminded of this man. The impact of his life is so deep that his birth remains the most widely celebrated in the world. Whose is number two? The instrument on which his enemies killed him, a cross, marks more graves, more jewelry, is the single most recognizable symbol in the history of the world. Who is this man?